and a couple of girls members of the Tornadoes kind enough to join us here at the half. And first up, it is Brianna Soto. Brianna, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you led the team with 7 points here tonight. What did Coach say to you in the locker room? Some encouragement or any positives that he took away from tonight's game first after the holiday break?
Well, we had a better second half than the first, so he did point that out. And we just got to start doing some of the little things right that we're not doing right to keep moving forward and doing better.
What are some of those little things you feel? So taking care of the ball better?
Yeah, taking care of the ball, boxing out, the simple things that you should do every single time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the improvement in this year's team is definitely noticeable, averaging over 40 points per game on the year. Haven't been at that mark for a while now, the team has. So how does it feel from your point of view? Do you feel like you're making strides?
Yes, we're getting there. We're doing a lot better and taking a step at a time.
What about your game? What have you really focused on individually?
I've focused on taking care of the ball, bringing it up, making sure we're running the plays, and a lot of my driving a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing just that. So holiday break, how was it for you?
It was good. We got some practices in. We did well.
Mm-hmm. You individually enjoy the time off?
Yes, but it's always nice coming back and playing some basketball.
Mm-hmm. Did you make any travels over the Christmas break or stay pretty close to home?
Yeah, I stayed in town. Stayed here at home.
Get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. So what other extracurriculars do you participate in?
I'm part of Student Council and National Honor Society.
Student Council, National Honor Society. Have you been part of both of those throughout high school?
Student Council, yes. I just joined National Honor Society.
And how's that going for you?
It's going well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So Student Council, what are some things you're especially busy with at this time of year?
Well,
kind of quiet right now?
We just had the Christmas holiday sweater thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Is basketball your only sport you play?
No, I play softball and soccer as well.
All right. Do you have a favorite sport?
I'd have to say that basketball and softball are my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Pretty neck and neck,
yeah.
Right there. So what else do you do in your free time?
I hit the gym. I
hit the
get
gym.
Better,
you
yes.
You like to stay active.
I do.
Like to
I
stay
really
physical.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Some comments from Brianna Soto here joining us at halftime. Keep at it, Brianna. Thanks a
thank
lot
you,
for
thank you.
Talking with us. And let's get Kaylee Oler on headset now as, again, Brianna with 7 points tonight. And Kaylee, how are things this evening?
Good.
Brianna said you were a little shy about coming on the air. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't really like talking.
Well, we're going to get you to open up a little bit, hopefully. So what are your feelings on the year so far? You got that one win under your belt, the Carroll game. What was that like, by the way, rewinding us to that night, scoring 70 points? That hasn't happened to a Storm Lake girls basketball team since 2010. So in getting that win, what was that like for you?
It was great. I mean, we all around in girls sports, we haven't won in a while. So it's really fun when we actually do win.
Yeah, well, you're getting there, keeping working hard. And I know the softball team notched a few wins this last season, so they're making strides too. So things are coming around, and you knocked down another three-pointer here tonight. And coming in on the season from downtown, hitting threes at a 47% clip, is that something you've especially worked on in practices and in your free time?
Yeah, because I'm mostly out on the three-point line, so might as well practice it.
Mm-hmm. So it's paying off, putting up some good numbers out there. Anything else individually that you really want to improve in your game that you're owning in on?
Just a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Be as well-rounded as you possibly can be. Sounds good to me. So Brianna touched on this a little bit. What was the holiday break like for the team and practices and so forth? A couple, 3 days in which you got in the gym, or how was that?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, not everyone could make it, so that wasn't as helpful.
Yeah, but you've got to do what you can do with whoever is there. And were they pretty intense or kind of a little more on the lighter side with you guys still being at break?
They were pretty intense.
They were, okay. Yeah.
Running a lot. Getting
so
in shape.
Coach Nitchell's getting you back in full gear for the 2017 part of the season. And we have Kaylee Oler on headset. And for the holiday break for yourself, tell me, how tough was it for you getting up this morning to go back to school? Is that the toughest part about it, maybe?
No, I'm usually up pretty early, so it didn't really faze me that much.
No. So going back to school, even, not a big deal.
No.
Now, what's your favorite class?
Probably science.
Science.
Biology, yeah.
All right. So other sports that you play, what are they? Refresh our memories.
Volleyball, basketball, obviously.
Yeah.
Softball and soccer.
Yeah, you do a lot.
Yeah.
You do a lot, yeah. So soccer, I know you're the goalkeeper for the team, and you had a really nice year this past season, and a pretty nice core coming back, so hopefully you can follow up on that. What does it take, in your opinion, to become a good goalkeeper? Good instincts, obviously, or is there a lot more to it than that?
Yeah, just to be quick and, like, that's...
Mm-hmm. Quickness
is
certainly beneficial. And so what about your holiday break? Did you stay in town?
Yeah.
So far away?
I just stayed in town.
Just stayed in town. Nothing wrong with that. So enjoying some downtime. So what else do you do for fun when you're not at school playing all the sports that you do throughout the year?
I hang out with friends
and
practice for sports.
Yeah, just the sports, or are there other extracurriculars that you involve yourself in?
No, I usually just do sports.
The sports are enough.
Yeah.
That's a long list of sports, so that's okay. Kaylee Oler, thanks a lot for the time, and keep working hard, and all the best going forward. Appreciate it.
Thank you.